Endurance Gold reported an impressive gold intersection for its Reliance Gold project, but the stock barely moved. Does the market think this is an example of grade smearing?
The Endurance Gold Group is an extremely professional group, and it's a remarkable contrast with Dynasty Gold and the way they presented their press release. The website is actually... Dynasty Gold's website is good. It has a lot of useful information on it. It's well done. But the press release was missing many of the things Endurance Gold included with its news release. Now, the headline interval was 139.9 meters of 3.05 grams per ton gold. And that is an impressive interval. And it has a... It's within the Eagle Zone, it's a shallow dipping zone. It's within the Reliance Project, the Royal Treasure Shear Corridor, 300 meters wide. It runs for several kilometers. The Eagle Zone is the shallow dipping zone, and it dips to the southwest, daylights in the east, runs out of room. It does not have huge tonnage implications, but the question people have had, is this going to eventually be open pittable? And the company provided a table that had the headline, big headline intersection, and then had all these sub-intervals. And there were five of them or so, and they were all separate segments within the overall interval. They were careful to point out that this is not a true width. The true width of this Eagle Zone is between 15 and 30 meters in this area. But the hole was drilled at a 45-degree angle with a vertical depth of 120 at the bottom. And it was designed to test both the Eagle Zone and the subvertical South Eagle feeder zone. And when we headed into 2022, the big question was, is the Eagle Zone, with its limited running room for tonnage, all there is to this Reliance project? And last year we did get evidence of vertical feeder structures, and these ones, they can go down 1,000, 2,000 meters. It's an orogenic system, and discovering these and understanding where they are and how they work, that was a major development. And this hole, one of the last ones drilled in the year, what it is it doesn't change the company's destiny significantly, but it does open the possibility for open pit mining this particular Eagle Zone. And when it has a rock value of $188 a ton at 1918 gold. But when you strip out these five or six intervals, together they add up as almost 36 meters of 8.84 grams per ton. That's $545 per ton. But when you take the remainder, the 104.2 meters, that average is 1.07 gram per ton, which is $66 a ton. And that's a very good value for open pit mining compared to what the stuff surrounding the high-grade interval on Dynasty Gold's Thundercloud project. This tells you that, hey, when these guys go back in there this year and do a shallow drilling to do infill on the Eagle Zone and extend it to the north to connect with the Imperial Zone, we are going to see evidence of a bulk tonnage system emerge. But again, the stock didn't move because the news release also included evidence that the Eagle Zone appears to have been eroded away in the southeast direction. One hole did nip a short interval that is very likely the South Eagle feeder zone at depth. But the Eagle Zone itself, the shallow dipping system, it seems to have daylighted and disappeared at the southeastern end. And so they will only be focusing on seeing whether it connects to the Imperial Zone in 2023. But the big story for Endurance Gold is getting the permits and that for building roads on the western side of this corridor and drilling through the hanging wall in a better part of the hillside so that they can chase the South Eagle feeder zone structure deeper and deeper and perhaps eventually get to a depth which would be equivalent to that of the Brailon system, where you have 15 gram per ton veins present, and the market really wants to see them go beyond this upper part of this episodal orogenic system and go down plunge, chase it deeper. And that's going to be a major part of this year's program. They have $3.5 million working capital, not including the value of their Inventus position. So they do not need to finance. They believe they'll have everything in place to resume work in April, because this is in a part of British Columbia where you're not stuck waiting for the snow to melt and can only get in there in June, such as in the Golden Triangle. So this promises to be a very positive year. And this stock, the price has been creeping up as people digest. The news only came out on Thursday, January 12th. So I expect that as people better understand what this all means, the market will continue to appreciate that this is shifting from being a emerging discovery to a confirmed major discovery. And earlier in January, they also put out a press release updating on a soil and biogenic sampling program they did on the Olympic project. And it was a fairly large area they sampled, and they ended up identifying an arsenic elevated trend parallel to the Royal Treasure shear trend, but on this new option, the Olympic property. And they will do follow-up sampling this year to increase the density. In the eastern part, they found an outcrop they call Enigma, which has some very nice, almost 10 gram per ton gold value, along with antimony value, which is evidence of quite high up in the epizonal orogenic system. There they had too much glacial fluvial cover to get proper sampling, so we have to figure a new way to test this area. But there could be a parallel system over to the east of the Royal Treasure shear that could become a major story in 2024. But for 2023, it is going back to the main target, going deeper, stitching together enough to perhaps set the stage for a open pittable resource estimate in 2024. And we still have two holes into the Imperial Zone, where they're still trying to figure out what happens. This is a subvertical zone similar to the South Eagle feeder zone. Those two holes are still pending. No idea if they'll have anything interesting. But this hole, which is not an example of grade smearing, it's the only reason the market didn't react strongly to it, is because the company does such a good job of putting all the information out there in their press releases that everybody could see that geometrically, the tonnage footprint related to this particular Eagle Zone is constrained. If they had intersected something like this within the South Eagle feeder zone at a depth of 250 meters in brand new territory, where this represents true width, the stock would have been $1 bid and rising.
John, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with John Kaiser. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Kaiser Watch are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as a recommendation to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at kaiserresearch.com.